The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by Shellhead Comics and More. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles right here on ToyWorldOrder.com and on iTunes and Stitcher under Toy World Order. Brought to you by the Shellhead Comics, ShelleheadComics.com, the Shellhead Comics blog, and more at ShelleheadComics.com. Welcome, my best friend and co-host, Dave Draper!
Yay!
Yay!
Hooray!
Huzzah!
Woohoo!
Huzzah indeed it did. Welcome back to the show, gang. It's a slow toy week this week.
Yeah.
Dave and I journeyed to see Captain America Civil War last week. Yeah. That was a very engaging and fun film.
I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, we're nearing the opening, I believe, in just 2 weeks of X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Which reviews have hit already for that and are all over the place. More bad than good.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know that it's that all over the place.
Some of the early ones were, and then the later ones, as they kept getting released, were more just like, ugh.
Yeah, it sounds not that great.
X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah, basically.
Which is kind of sad. It sounds like the best parts of the film are Magneto and then Wolverine.
Well, Magneto has been the best. Has generally been the best part. He was the best part of First Class. He was pretty good in Days of Future Past.
Yes,
although he was less important in the film. I've heard that the best parts of this again was Quicksilver.
Oh, and Quicksilver
although it's basically Quicksilver's thing from the last movie.
Yeah. Done to a Eurythmics song, apparently.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Sweet Dreams, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes. So, that'll be interesting. Dave and I will be going to see that and see what's happening.
Sure we will. I don't know that I'd be heartbroken if we miss out on opening night on that one.
No.
And keep in mind, I'm a huge X-Men fan. But honestly, I've never been a big fan of Apocalypse. So.
Right. Well, he's just kind of... He's a menacing character when used correctly, but most of the time he's not used correctly.
Yes, yeah. See, I actually read X-Factor back in the day. Like,
right.
He showed up... Robert is always going to get on my case. Like, in issue 4 or something. But he was just sort of weird, and they didn't really... It took like 2 or 3 years before they... Maybe even longer... Before they came up with the whole, he was Apocalypse, and he was in Nabazur, and,
right.
And all this stuff. Yeah, he was the guy behind the mutant massacre. And...
Oh, yeah. I just remember Age of Apocalypse is what turned me off from reading comics.
That was my last storyline. And Nightfall. My last storylines for my two main comics, which was X-Men and Batman.
I still have every issue of the Age of Apocalypse.
I do, too.
All of them.
I do,
from
too.
From the X-Men issues that led up to it, all the way, the Legion miniseries that led up to it, and all the way in.
Yeah, Legion Quest.
Yep, that made me stop reading comics.
I don't know that it made me stop. I was pretty much ready to get off anyway. And I think that was just, that felt like a good break.
Yeah, and I think the end run is something like, what, 56 issues or something like that? Something ridiculous.
I mean, I've got them all kind of in order, and it's a thick. I'm making like a toaster-sized shape with my hands.
It's big.
It's a lump O comics.
Yes, it is. So yeah, I kept those, and I kept my Death of Superman.
Yeah, I've got the
lead ins to all that, and then of course the.
Well, I've got the Reign of Superman
and the Reign. Yeah,
I don't really have the lead ins because I was not a big. I mean, if it showed up in Justice League, I've got those, but otherwise,
right.
I was not a big Superman fan. But I've got the whole Reign of the Superman up until, basically, you know, he beats the cyborg Superman and takes back the mantle.
Mm.
Spoiler alert.
Not a whole lot of toy news. We'll talk about the two things that I really could find that were worth a dang this week to me, anyway.
We're going to talk about Civil War?
We'll save that.
I mean, are we still doing the thing, or...?
Yeah, I haven't really... We did the one episode of movie reviews.
We did one about Batman vs. Superman, and
we were talking to Pixel Dan last week, and I'd been sitting on that Batman vs. Superman... to fully edit it just because I'm like I hate that movie so much, like it's just such a horrible film to me that I'm like I don't even want to put this out there that we did something for it. I just want to ignore it.
Well, it would almost be a longer episode, but I almost think, because if you think about it, there it would be interesting to compare the two, and I know that DC guys are gonna be like, that's not fair, but no, it is fair, because let me put it this way, there's a movie about a guy, normal human being, but maybe a little more skilled, a little more, you know, has a little more capability than most. And his he sees his home city, his home place, destroyed by these godlike beings fighting with each other.
Right.
And so he comes up with a scheme to pit the gods against each other so they'll destroy each other.
Right.
Now, am I talking about Zemo or am I talking about Lex Luthor?
Good call.
It's the same movie.
Yeah.
It's just one's good and one's not so good.
Yeah, one's not so good.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same plot. So yeah, you can compare them because it's the same movie.
I agree. It's very, very interesting.
But yeah, it was a good movie. You know, it's interesting. I've seen a little backlash against Civil War.
Really?
I've seen people complain it's boring. And my thing is, it's almost, I'm on the border of that. Because I think that the first chunk of the movie, maybe the first third, is a little slower than people are used to. I kind of like that.
I liked the build.
I liked that it was a movie about ideas.
Yeah.
That you know, it was a movie about, hey, do we, you know, have the controls on these people, or do, you know, or is that an even worse idea?
Right.
And I think maybe it should have been fleshed out, you know, even though there was a lot of talking, I think it could have been fleshed out a little bit more. But I mean, you know, as I saw a review of the film and someone pointed out, if the UN had control of these people, buildings would still get if the UN said, go in and fight Ultron.
Yeah.
Buildings would have still gotten toppled over. People would have still died.
They would have just been blaming the government at that point.
Yeah, but there's nothing that Sokovia Accords could do that would actually have prevented all the stuff that led to their creation, if you think about it. Because, you know, aliens are still going to invade Earth.
Which is very interesting, because the end of that film finds... spoiler alert, for those of you wondering who haven't seen it, you might want to turn it off, but the end of that film finds Steve Rogers not dead, much like his comic counterpart.
Yeah, I was completely wrong about how that film was going
to end. Or in prison. In fact, it shows him taking refuge in Wakanda.
And a big giant panther.
Yes.
Big giant stone panther.
Yep, in Wakanda. And it sees Rogers' team of Avengers and the splinters of Stark's Avengers... on two separate sides, but still in touch with one another.
They can be in touch with one another.
So it's very interesting to see this government-run superhero, if that sticks up through Avengers: Infinity Wars Parts 1 and 2, or if we see...
I think it'll be Part 2. I mean, because keep in mind, they've already said that it's not going to be Part 1 and 2, it's going to be...
Avengers this,
this and that. And I think they've already said... I can't remember if this was speculation or if they're on record saying that Part 1 is going to be Thanos and the Gauntlet and all that. Which makes sense.
And bringing the gems to the Gauntlet. And
getting
Part 1's probably going to end with him just laying waste to everyone with all six Infinity Gems in his possession.
Yeah, and then Part 2 will be everybody comes together and there's a big ass...
Oh, yeah, that the second part of that's just going to have to be a huge battle.
It's going to be madness.
Yeah. Because something like 62 characters or something like that. That's 62 what they're heroes, saying. Yeah. So it's pretty interesting. Hot Toys,
okay,
has shown off their pictures of the of Ellen Ripley from Alien, good old the last survivor of the Nostromo, and she looks pretty magnificent.
Look at you dropping words I know what you're talking about. You're so cute.
She comes with her her blowtorch. She comes with Jinxie. Is that the cat's name?
I don't think so.
Jonesy, that's right. She comes with Jonesy, the little hissing Jonesy that she can hold, and it also got a little cat carrier, a bunch of hands, an alien stand, comes dressed in the Nostromo jumpsuit. Yep, the flamethrower's there. So very cool looking figure, very very nice. I know they've had a Ripley before in the past, but I don't think it was...
I think it was Aliens.
Yeah, I think it was Aliens, yeah. So pretty nice looking figure.
Yeah.
Overall.
It's actually a really nice looking figure. Yeah, it's a really good sculpt of
it's beautiful. Beautiful. No rooted hair. It's all sculpted hair, which is awesome. It works really well, which is what they should have done for Black Widow and all that when they did them. Yeah. We talked about this Toy Fair time. Prime One Studio showed off a set of statues based on the 90s, the first Turtles movie, with the Jim Henson designs for the animatronic costume. Yes. And Prime One released... the first statue, which I believe is, let's see, I think it's Donatello, or Michelangelo is the first one.
I don't know.
Basically, to own one of these statues is $700 on its own. To add all three of the turtles brings the price almost to $3,000 for those four statues. Now, you can, Sideshow is offering these through them, distributed by Sideshow. Sideshow has a 9-month payment plan of $258.75 for basically all four, which still a lot of money.
Yeah. And I'm just questioning, are there that big a fan of the original Turtles movie?
If
I know Turtles is a very popular brand, and I know the movie was popular in the day, but oh dear God, $3,000 for statues.
They're beautiful statues. I mean, they did a just amazing job, but you would
I'm not questioning the quality of the product. I'm questioning the demand for that specific product at that specific price range.
You would think in this day and age that creating polystone statues would be cheaper than Hot Toys at this point.
I wouldn't know.
Or the same price.
I wouldn't know.
I remember a time when they made beautiful, amazing statues like Bowen did, you know, busts, and they made statues, and the busts were like $40 a pop, and the statues were usually like $150. And they were amazing statues. And it's just like the price is inflated like triple.
Apparently.
In the years, because I see a lot of, you know, the Sideshow statues they do themselves are just super pricey and super unaffordable, really, when it comes down to normal people. Like,
I'm like, aren't we in a recession? Hasn't the economy gone to pot? Who has money for this nonsense?
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see if they... I'm sure Prime One will sell them. There will be very wealthy people that will purchase these, but... for the most part, the rest of us are just looking at them going, the pictures are nice. They probably look really cool, but I don't have $3,000 laying around on Ninja Turtle statues.
Yeah.
That's for darn sure.
Even if it was like, you know, Star Wars or G.I. Joe, you know, something that I really passionately cared about. $700 for a statue? Nope.
Yeah, nope. Now, of course, NECA is bringing out the 1/8 scale, I think, the quarter scale.
More math.
The quarter scale for the big, the tall figures. And the first one's Donatello. And they look just as good for far less the price. I think they're like, $79 a pop?
I have no idea.
Those will be much more affordable. They'll be posable. And they'll look just as good, and they'll be bigger. So there's that to look forward to. But yeah, the Prime 1 Studio statues are beautiful, but holy crap.
Man. Yeah, again, it's not a commentary about the product.
It's just
dear God.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. We've talked about my love for Lego Dimensions many times.
Yes, we have.
And we've talked about how I enjoy that game more than Skylanders, than Disney Infinity.
Have you ever played Skylander?
I have, and I don't like it. It's the same thing as Disney Infinity, pretty much, almost. Disney has decided to end its development on the Disney Infinity line of video games. And in the process took a $147 million charge to get out of the video game publishing business entirely and as quickly as possible. Disney's quarterly earnings call, they noted lower results for the Infinity line. And of course, gaming news site Kotaku reports the end of Disney Infinity is also the end of Disney's console video game publishing business entirely. So instead, it will continue to license its intellectual properties as it has with games like Star Wars Battlefront and the forthcoming LEGO Star Wars, LEGO Star Wars The Force Awakens. It's interesting. They
license it to people other than EA.
At one time, Disney said the Infinity business was a $1 billion business.
I bet.
Marvel Battlegrounds playset for the game was released in March, and a blog post promises that the new Finding Dory playset and characters from the new Alice Through the Looking Glass movie will still make it to stores this year. They've gone on to say, we hope you've had as much fame playing the game as we had making it, writes Disney Infinity boss Josh Blackburn.
Not fame.
Disney Infinity was known in the business as a Toys to Life title, which refers to the category of video games where you buy real-life action figures that you can then play with on the screen.
But they weren't action figures.
No, they weren't. And the Skylanders are in that same dimension as well, and they are not action figures either.
They're statues.
LEGO Dimensions is the only game that fits the Toy to Life process, because not only are they... fully posable and fully buildable Lego sets
yeah.
that they just the stands are all you need. You can remove them from the stands, play with them in your Lego sets, and enjoy them, and then play with them in the game as well.
Yeah, we actually talked about this when the Doctor Who stuff came out, because I picked up the set before you could find it, and I said, "Do you want my discs?" And you're like, "No." But, you know, you could I could have just given you the discs, you could scan them, and you could play it with them in the game.
Exactly. But it's interesting because there had been news earlier this year that Disney was not going to be at E3 this year, the Electronics Expo in Vegas.
They're not going to be anywhere, because they're not going to be at Comic-Con.
No, they're not going to be at Comic-Con. Well, Star Wars will be at Comic-Con, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
In a form, I'm sure it will be, just like it was last year.
Fair enough.
But yeah, they pulled out of E3. They had announced earlier that there will not be a Disney Infinity 4.0.
To be fair, I question, again, I think one of the things that LEGO did right, really right, and I don't know enough about Skylanders to comment, but I know that Infinity kind of did wrong, was you bought the LEGO Dimensions and you're good for the foreseeable future.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas it was always like, you know, 2.0, 3.0, you know.
Yeah.
You had to constantly upgrade the actual game.
Yeah, instead of like...
And you couldn't... There was like no compatibility crosswise, was there?
There was some. There wasn't a whole lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was the major problem and the major hassle was that buying Disney Infinity, when Disney Infinity 2.0 came out, it wasn't that you could just buy a new game disc and use the same base. No, you had to buy a whole new base and a whole new set.
Yeah.
And then you could still use the 1.0s, but they wouldn't interact with the 2.0 environments and all this weird, like, they hampered themselves horribly. And Skylanders, I believe, is the same way to a degree, where a lot of the older sets don't work in the newer games and such. Whereas LEGO Dimensions, LEGO has come out and said, you'll never have to buy another base. You buy that base, that's it. We can use that base and update the game for the foreseeable future, and you would just have to buy either a new game disc or it'd all be downloadable into the original game, and you'd never have to buy a new full expansion set with a new, you know, portal and all that. That's where I think LEGO Dimensions really will be the success story when it all comes to be said and done. I mean, Skylanders has been big for years. And there was a time where people would line up outside of Toys R Us to get them.
Oh, yeah.
Disney Infinity's been around for 5 years now. And I don't think there was ever a time anyone was lining up to get Disney Infinity.
No. Well, what was that was the other one, though, the Amiiboids.
The Nintendo Amiibos. Yeah. Those are still, I don't think they're as sought after. Not as they were.
You don't see the crowds on truck days.
I think the video game folk finally pretty much given up to a degree on that, trying to find them in stores because they've realized, oh, this sucks. Whereas LEGO Dimensions, I fully believe that just with, the LEGO Dimensions game itself will always be fully available. I fully believe that just like with other LEGO product though, when this first wave of sets, have been out for a year and a half, they'll discontinue
them. Oh, they'll phase them out, yeah.
They'll discontinue them. You won't be able to find them. The price will go up. People who didn't buy into the game originally, yes, you will not be able to unlock stuff in the original game format, but you'll be able to, you know, go on from there. Buy the new sets as they come out because you'll never have a LEGO Dimensions 2.0, 3.0. It'll just be LEGO Dimensions upgrade. I mean, they'll just be, you know, continue to upgrade that system and that game, at least for the next 3 years is what their plan was.
Yeah.
My hope, though, is since Disney is now getting out of this altogether and they're just going to do licensing, that now that was since there will be no... Because the reason Star Wars and Marvel didn't get licensed to LEGO Dimensions is because they were competing with one another in the same marketplace. Now that they're not competing and they're getting out as soon as possible, like, boom, like, they're going to release that product and they're done. Like, we're done, guys. No more.
Star Wars and Marvel, but, I mean, the big story out of... not the big story out of Toy Man, but a big story out of Toy Man... And in toy stores in general, I'm sorry, I'm tired for some reason.
That's all right.
Is the Disney minifigures?
Yes,
you could see like Disney in LEGO Dimensions.
Yes, you could. You could very have Mickey well,
and Donald and Minnie too.
I think you could very well see a certain smattering of Disney properties, like like Tron or something like that, like they did with Kingdom Hearts. Some of the mainstay Disney characters I would see, but. Honestly, if they're getting out of the business completely and they're no longer competing with LEGO and they're not competing in the same marketplace for the same marketplace dollars, I could see LEGO going, hey, you want to license that to us now for LEGO Dimensions?
Yeah.
Can we do that? I think one of the biggest, you know, like we said, LEGO did it right by saying these figures are removable, they're fully playable, you can rebuild stuff, you can use the LEGO pieces, they're all compatible. Skylanders in Disney, those figures are static figures on a base that you can't remove them from.
Yeah.
They're not posable. We've already seen the death of one Toys to Life title, which was the Marvel stuff that was brought out from, I think Sony did them.
Yeah.
The Avengers sets where you had to buy the big set, and you bought the figures, and you had to buy the vehicles and stuff that would, you know, you had a gauntlet that you could blast at the screen with the characters and stuff. That thing's already dead in the water. Like,
yeah.
I know Walmart deep discounts on all of it.
I know Myers, you could get them for like $3 or $4.
Yeah. But deep discounts on that stuff, man. Disney Infinity figures are already starting to be clearanced out in a lot of places down to $3. Like, even some of the latest, few 2.0 releases and some of the early 3.0 are starting to get clearanced out just because they know that's the end. That's end game, man. I know that made a lot of people sad with Disney Infinity. I never understood, like, I played Disney Infinity. I own 2.0. I bought it right before 3.0 came out because 2.0 was clearanced out.
Exactly, you got it super cheap.
Yeah, I got it super cheap and played it, and I was like, I don't see what there's no gameplay. I mean, there's gameplay levels, like you can buy the little level packs, and then you go in, but everything's repetitive. It's the same, it seems like for the ones that I played, it was the same levels in the Marvel stuff, you went through the same stuff. You had to find, you know, you had to do those levels to unlock the pieces that you could then use in the toy box, which then you could build your own world, which I guess, you know, was really popular with the Minecraft set and the younger crowd. But to me, I'm like, I want some substance to my game. Like, Lego Dimension had substance. Like, it had a plot, it had levels, and then you can go back through all those levels, the new levels you could unlock. I mean, it had a lot of substance to it that was a lot of gameplay. I mean, hours and hours of gameplay. Whereas the Disney Infinity, yes, you could spend hours and hours building in your own toy box and racing friends and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, it's just like, eh. There just wasn't a lot to it. Skylanders, I believe, is the same way. It's the same type of game. I don't know if there's a lot of substance to Skylanders either. It's kind of the same. Race your characters.
I don't know.
I never played Skylanders, so I can't talk. Must have been
popular enough, because it was huge for a while.
Yeah, it was very huge. But with Infinity gone, you know, that opens up the aisle space for Toys R Us to expand Lego Dimensions and to expand Skylanders even more.
Yeah.
To take up that space, because Infinity's got a full freaking aisle.
I don't know that Skylander is going to expand, because, I mean, it was pretty big.
Right.
And it's been contracting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it might be room for Lego to expand.
Be interesting to see. I mean, we'll have to wait and see what happens. But that was the big news that I saw. That I was like, well, that's like that was an announcement today.
Even for someone like me that's not into any of this, it was an interesting story. It was an interesting development.
It's just kind of like boom. There goes Disney Infinity. It's like all right. Farewell, Disney Infinity. We did not know you well enough to care. Or at least I didn't.
Neither did I. I mean, even with the Star Wars stuff, I was like, eh. It's a little figurine that's non-articulated of characters that I already have 20 of.
Yep. And they went on to say in one of the articles I read that Infinity at the beginning of the year was outselling Lego Dimension and Skylanders, and they added at the end of that because of Star Wars.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, at the beginning of this year, that's the Star Wars bump.
But again, like we said, should Lego Dimensions get Star Wars?
Well, yeah, and some of it is, even though I personally, I don't think I got any Star Wars. I have the Hulk from Infinities, but I don't think I have any Star Wars. But there are Star Wars collectors.
Who just buy the
figurines.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of whether or not they're playing the game. I know the Boba Fett figure probably sold really well.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of an inflated. You get the Star Wars effect, where people will just buy anything Star Wars, regardless.
Right.
Of you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw this too.
It's pretty interesting. Anybody who's seen any of the Captain America movies is familiar with the actor Sebastian Shaw, who plays Bucky Barnes, the Winter Soldier. People noticed a strong resemblance to a certain Sebastian Stan, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because Sebastian Shaw played Anakin.
Anakin, yeah. Sebastian Stan, I apologize.
I was like, that's bizarre, they have the same name. No, dude, I apologize.
Sebastian Stan, people took Sebastian Stan's face and put it onto a still of an Empire Strikes Back era Luke Skywalker, and holy crap.
Yeah.
Like, if they ever wanted young Skywalker in the movies again, and, you know, they didn't want to use the fancy footage they did to de-age people like Robert Downey Jr. and what's his face in Ant-Man?
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas. Then they can just hire Sebastian Stan to be Luke Skywalker, young a kid, because it's eerie. Like
it's very close.
Yeah, the resemblance is kind of frightening. It's like Oh yeah, I guess this is just interesting to be a U.S. tech company got ethical permission to try to reanimate dead brain cells, and people like me are like, that's how zombies happen. This is how the end of the world becomes that. It's like don't do that. Don't.
Well, I think the thing is brain cells die very fast.
Yes.
And you know, I mean that's why when you stop breathing, you know, they got to keep pumping the oxygen because you know, your brain can die.
Yes.
So I think maybe like having a way to like give you a little more space in between something going wrong and something permanent. You know,
it's probably a good thing.
It's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Although, even if you brought the cells back, the way that I understand the brain to work, it would be like having a baby brain. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the brain physically changes. And if you're doing stuff with the DNA to regenerate the cells, then you're regenerating the cells as they were, not as they were when you're, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how zombies happen, man.
Okay, whatever.
That's how the apocalypse comes down upon us.
I think we got enough. We got enough bullets headed our way in terms of the future.
I always bring this up. There was a fun meme where it was like, I can't believe that Trump's going to be president. And then it's like one part, and then the second phrase that's like, can President Trump do that? And then the third phrase says, man, I hope our district wins the Hunger Games this year.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
That might be my favorite thing of all time. It's just like, yeah, well, America, we had a good run. We had a good couple hundred years.
You might not win.
Yeah, well,
we might get Hillary.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think at this point, it's like we've talked about. It's the better of two evils. Not that we're going to get political on this show.
Yeah, not we're going to get political on this show. Although, like for me, there is no political because like I hate them both.
Yeah, true.
So it's not like there's like, oh, this side's good, this side's bad. It's like they, you know, my whole life I've always heard about voting. You know, the lesser of two evils.
Right.
And that's never been true in my case. Like, there was always something that I could vote for.
Right, right, right.
In some way.
There was something you could get behind on someone.
Something, yeah. There was something about that person you go, okay, well, I agree with them on this. I believe in them. This is literally, like, I will be voting in November on who is less likely to completely destroy the country I live in.
Oh, my goodness. This past weekend was the Toy Man Toy Show for May, the Mother's Day show, which is notoriously one of the worst attended shows, dealer and people wise. Period, because well, it's Mother's Day weekend, and
I went.
Yes,
in fact, it was remarked that you know that mean old grumpy people hating Dave showed up and was sociable and supposedly lovable, huggable Duvall. Couldn't get his butt out of bed.
Well, let's put it this way. I couldn't get my butt out of bed.
And I wasn't the one that said that, by the way.
Who said that? People?
Let me put it this way. I can't name names.
Oh, that son of a... Oh, I see how
Although apparently he can for Irizarry.
No, Carrie and I had planned... Like, Dave originally had planned not to go.
Okay. Here's
very complicated.
Here's the deal. And it gets messy. Because I
have this web of intrigue.
Not really. But like I had these strawberry shortcake dolls that I was supposed to sell for my roommate or whatever,
yes.
my tenant.
Yes.
With her rent money, basically. And I made a deal with Matt, our friend Matt. He's not actually from Shellhead, right? He just sets up with him.
He just sets up with Brian, yeah.
Yeah. Because I ran into him at King County and his wife was apparently getting into strawberry shortcakes.
Right.
And he's kinda like, I don't want to buy a bunch of like really nice mint and box ones. And I had nice ones that were the boxes were a little
You're like, I got a bunch of nice lace box ones.
I literally said, yeah, I've got a bunch of them at home if you're interested. So anyway, we worked out a deal. And then I realized I was talking to Cherry, my sort of girlfriend, and we had planned to get together on Mother's Day because it's a rough time for me because my mother is dead. It's a rough time for her because she's having a lot of issues with her son right now.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, wait. And then someone mentioned that it was – I noticed that Chris McCullen was doing all these posts about –
Toy Man.
The Toy Man show on that weekend. I'm like, oh, crud. So we had planned to go down and set up and sell. So
yes.
I sent you a thing saying, hey, have you talked to Chris yet? And you're like, yep. And I'm like, oh, typical Duvall, the one time I need you to like actually be dragging your butt and you're on the case. Typical Duvall.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I can't go. And you're like, okay. And then, well, then I made the deal with Matt.
Right.
And I'm like, so you're still going, right? And you're like, well, nope. No, I canceled the thing and I'm not going. And I'm like,
ugh. Canceled the tables. Got tables for July.
Got tables for July. I still got some stuff I can bring down.
Yeah.
But, and I'm sure Arizona's got some stuff. And then kind of that week, last week, I got a call, I think on Tuesday, and Cherry had a gig on Saturday night, and she needs the money, like a catering thing.
Yeah.
She's got a friend who runs a catering business. And I was kind of like, okay, take that. And she's like, I can still come down for Mother's Day. And I'm like, nah, you know, I don't like it. I actually kind of said, I don't like it when you just kind of pop down for the day because you're tired from the drive, and then you leave right away. And
yeah.
Nobody really enjoys that.
Yeah.
So just stay home. We'll figure something out. I think she's supposed to come down this weekend. So anyway.
In the meantime of all that, I had made mention to Carrie. I'm like, hey, Toy Man's this coming Sunday. Do you want to go with me? And she's like, eh. I was like, well, Dave's not going. And she's like, well, I don't know. I kind of would like to go. So yeah, maybe we'll go. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, we'll make
it. See, you say stuff like that. Go on.
Well, in the meantime, I get a text from Matt. And he goes, hey, do you still have any of that gym stuff? I'm guessing the wife is getting into gym as well.
I'm not sure, because I know he's got a client looking for some barbers.
Oh, okay, well, maybe that's what it was. I was like, well, I sold the Star Stager, which was the big keyboard. I'm like, that's done. That's gone. I'm like, but I've got the Backstager, which is the big speaker that opens up into like a changing closet kind of thing. I'm like, I still have that. And he's like, okay, what do you want for it? And I said, I told him. And he goes, all right, that's fair. I'm like, cool, well, Carrie and I will bring it. I'll bring it to Toy Man on Sunday. And I told Carrie, I was like, hey, I sold that to Matt at Toy Man. And she's like, all right, well, I guess we have to go now.
That sounds more like Carrie.
I'm like, cool, all right. So we had planned to go. On Friday last week, I get in the car to come home. The car, I understand, the cars needed some work. You know, both the drive belt and the timing belt needed switched out. We're almost at 90,000 miles. Transmission fluid needs pulled out.
This had to be Friday 2 weeks ago because...
No, it was just this last Friday.
No, because we made plans to switch stuff over. Well, okay, yeah. Because we talked.
You're tired, remember?
I'm trying to get it all figured out in my head because I know that we talked on Wednesday.
Yeah, it was just
that I was going down.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, during that week,
and
Dave
Carrie
was like,
well, you're also skipping something because Carrie's like, oh, okay, then Jason could go with you.
Yeah.
Miss, oh, I really want to go. Was like, yeah
Dave,
whatever.
Dave decided, hey, I'm going to go, and then because
she also double booked.
She double booked her weekend with her little sister, so. Friday with plans still with Carrie going, well, we'll figure it out. You know, we'll go, we'll be back, you know, blah, blah, blah. I get in the car to come home and I turn the car on and I start to pull away out of the parking lot. And I'm like, oh, the check engine light's on. Oh, great. So I tell Carrie and I'm like, well, we're not taking the car to St. Louis. She's like, nope. So, I called Dave and I was like, hey, I don't know if I'm going to go to Toy Man or not. I'm like, this is what's going on with the car. I sold this thing to Matt. Would you be willing, since you're going, will you take it in case I decide not to go? Because I was kind of up in the air. I was like, I really shouldn't go. I'm in trouble. You know, I got myself in some trouble. I'm like, I really, really shouldn't go to this toy show. I probably should just stay home. And Dave was like, yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. It's cool. Yeah. So it came down to that. I took it to Dave. Dave took it to Toy Man on Sunday.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, oh, Duvall's not here. Yeah, well. Yeah. Duvall will be there in July. But Toy Man overall was kind of a meh this time.
It was okay. I mean, you know, it wasn't... There were some new dealers because I think some of the long-standing ones just weren't there.
Yeah, like I said, Mother's Day weekend, that show is notorious for being just not a well-attended show on both ends. Like,
yeah, there was nothing super jaw-dropping. Skinny North was there.
I'm going to say hi. I'm sad I missed Skinny.
He gave me a, you know, sadly because you bought those stupid...
Dick Tracy cars.
He had another one. I'm like,
yeah, you bought the bad guy car.
I bought the bad guy car.
Which is probably the better of the two, I think.
Yeah, it's the cooler of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got a Gremlins board game off Dan.
Which I have that Gremlins board game. So I saw it. I was like, I've got that in the closet.
Oh, you know that.
Like, that's a neat game because
He had something that I thought you would have really liked. I can't remember what it was now. I just remember that we saw it and we're like, oh, Jason really loved that. But he didn't come.
You know, you sent me a picture from the other dance of
Bob Scout.
Bob Scout.
Yeah.
Steve Scott's buddy.
That was probably it. There were a lot of people that had the Disney minifigures, which I mentioned earlier.
The Lego minifigures.
It was interesting because you got different stories for them about which one was rare and which ones weren't. Because the first person I talked to said that Ariel was super rare.
Okay.
Like, you know, the thing is, if they're kind of randomly packed out, this is one of the reasons I hate minifigures, and one of the reasons that I will buy them at a toy show for a little bit more.
Right.
You know, she said she went through two cases and got one Ariel.
Right.
Now, the next guy I went to went through two cases and had like four or five Ariels.
Right. So it just depends.
It just depends. I mean, she had so many Genies and so many Mr. Fantastics that she literally threw them in for free.
Right. Because she's just like, just take them.
She's like, I'll give you a Genie for free. And I'm like, okay. You're like,
okay.
That was one I kind of wanted anyway. But yeah, the other guy had Ariels cheaper, so I got us both Ariels.
Yay, Ariel.
Yeah. Well, I figured you would want one.
Yes, that's pretty much... I know Carrie would like to have the rest of them, but we were like, eh, well, we see them in the stores, we'll buy some. But
yeah. Ariel was the one I was
like,
Ariel.
I was like, I must have Ariel.
Yeah, I figured.
And there's no Goofy in that set, so Carrie's not
there's
that...
There's no Goofy.
Yeah,
which there's is Donald, sad. Though. I got Donald.
Yeah.
I like Donald. You know, that's the thing. Is like you're the big... You and Dan are the big Disney guys. I do love Donald.
Yeah.
But
I think it's because Donald fits your temperament quite
well. Oh, no. Yeah. Donald's absolutely... Donald is... He just wants to be left alone. He just wants to sit in his hammock and relax.
Yeah.
And those friggin' gophers just will not leave him alone.
Yeah. Or Chip and Dale.
Okay, Chipmunks.
Yeah.
I'm getting them confused with the gophers from
Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all rodents.
Pretty much.
Filthy rodent. Point being, he just really kind of... He doesn't look for trouble.
No.
He just wants to be left alone, and then people just tick him the frick off.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, man.
But yeah, I mean, it was a good show. I got to see our pal Mike Irizarry.
Yeah, good old Mikey.
Who has apparently, quote, resigned himself to being the villain of Toy World Order.
And I'm so proud of him.
And I'm like, dude, no, we say nice things about you. Come on.
He's like, yeah, I guess. Oh my God. Get off it. We poke fun at Mike, and we've said this time and time again. It's the same we do with Flood, with Josh Flood. No,
it's completely different, because we actually hate Flood.
Oh, somebody does. I like Josh. No, we tease because we love, and it's mostly...
Well, Mike gives back as good, if not better.
Oh, my God, yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
More often than not,
yeah.
Yes, he does. But, well, since we didn't go to Toy Man on Sunday, Carrie and I, there was a flea market sale on good old Route 66 called Kicks on 66. So we decided to journey about 40 minutes north of Lincoln, which isn't bad.
Like maybe an hour drive.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
We figured it'd be safer to do that than trying to go to St. Louis just because we would be closer to home.
Okay.
So we did that instead of, which Carrie needed to get out of the house anyway, but... it's pretty interesting. The weather kind of chased us around a little bit. It rained. The first couple towns we hit, we hit their big like town square gathering spaces for, you know, flea markets, and there really wasn't a lot of people set up. The last town we hit is where we found pretty much everything we bought, and it was all from two ladies in this parking lot set up. The first lady we saw, I went to her table immediately because I saw a couple of Pluto banks, and as I got closer, she had a crap ton of G.I. Joe vehicles, like vehicles and characters and figures. And I looked at her prices on that, and I'm like, they were like $25-$30 bucks a pop. And I'm like, that's not terrible, but I'm like, there's really nothing. Like, I looked at it going, well, there's really nothing here that Dave needs because everything I see here Dave has.
There's one or two things I need to like let you know I need at some point. There are a couple of vehicles I'd like to
get. And I kind of dug through a box there and looked around, and she had some little baggies of cereal premiums, which I thought was kind of cool. So I grabbed a bunch of those, and I saw some treasures in there that I was like, oh. And she only wanted like a buck a bag, and I'm like, sweet mother. One of which is I gave to Dave because it has no place in my collection. But
that's not
Dave's.
A cereal premium.
No, that is a Mego Pocket Hero Superman, which pretty valuable.
Yeah, and it's in really,
he's
in really nice.
He's
condition.
In really nice shape.
It's funny because you're going, no, this is a little rub. I'm like, dude, I have looked at these things.
Yeah,
that is one of the nicest conditions I've seen.
Yeah, so I gave it to Dave, and Dave was like, "Are you sure?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "Yeah, no, you can have it, dude.
That crap's valuable, son."
I'm like, dude, you take this, brother. But yeah, Mego Pocket Heroes, Superman was in that. A bunch of cool cereal premiums that I hadn't seen in years. But then as I'm looking at her table. And I looked at the G.I. Joe stuff again. I happened to see a box laying behind the table. And I looked at it and I thought, well, that looks... I think I know what that is. And I poked my head... Like, I literally poked my head around her table. And I was like, hey, is that for sale? And she's like, oh, yeah, it's like... I only want $7 for it. And I pick it up. And it's a boxed Milky the Milking Cow.
Ugh.
Milky the Magical Milking Cow. And I'm like, really, $7? And I look in there and I see the playmats in there. She has her bell. She has her her trough, which I have a trough for mine, but she also has her little milking bucket.
Okay.
Which I was missing for mine. And of course the box. And I pick it up, and I smile, look at Carrie, and Carrie goes, absolutely not. No. And she tells the lady, she's like, he has one of these already. Like, it's the bane of my existence. I hate the thing. I think it's dumb.
And you're like, sold.
But yeah, she's like, he loves it. And I kept looking at him like, how much do you want for it? And Carrie's like, no. And she's like, $7. And I'm like, I look at Carrie smiling, and Carrie goes, oh my God, you're going to buy it anywhere. And I was like, I'm like, she's like, well, the only thing it doesn't have is her hooves. And I'm thinking, that's okay. I got one at home that's got the hooves. I could care less, lady.
Hmm.
So yeah, I bought it. And of course, we're carrying it through the parking lot. The bells jingle and jangling. And Carrie goes, it's mocking me.
Well, now I'm sitting around the house on Saturday, and like my little text thing goes off for you. And I look at it, it's just a picture of you with the biggest grin on your face holding the cow. Going,
yes.
And you told me later that you wanted a picture of Carrie with it.
Oh, yeah.
And she wouldn't do it.
Oh, no. Carrie refused. She went, absolutely not.
So here's a... this may get me in Dutch with Carrie.
Good.
Well, fortunately, you're not the challenge accepted kind of guy.
True.
But I was telling Tracy the story of this, that you had gotten the milky cow.
Right.
And she's a nurse, but she also has her own house cleaning business up in Sycamore. She goes, I have a client that has three of them.
I'm not going to accept that challenge. Because this Milky, once I pull the bell off of her, because she doesn't work. Like, the one I have works.
There's work.
The one I have works. Like, you can put its head down, and it moves, and you can pump it, and it actually does. I've tried it. Pull water up into the bellows.
Considering it has hooves, I figured you were going to swap it out.
Yeah. So I just need to take the bell off of it as carefully as I can to attach it to the other one. But that one, like, I'm just going to end up with, like, a Milky that I'm going to take to the flea market and try to sell for, like, $3 or $4 and get rid of it.
Yeah.
Or take it to Toy Man. But I'm going to keep the box, too. Even the box has had some water damage. It's got a little mold down to the bottom of it that's kind of, it's kind of there, you know, just that kind of white mold water stuff that gets on cardboard. Yeah. I'm going to keep the box anyway just because, it was salvageable. I'm not happy about it, but it's just the way it is. But yeah, I was extremely happy about that. I was like, this is amazing. And Carrie's like, oh my God. And
then can I just point out, if Carrie listens to the show, Carrie Ann, can I just point out that every time that I've been with him and seen another Milky, he hasn't come home with one.
That's true.
And the one time you were with him, he comes home with one.
And we have seen Milky many times. Seen Milky
several times.
Yes.
That was a running joke, as I would send text pictures of Milky to her, like, oh, look what I see. And she's like, don't let it buy it.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
Yeah, Dave kept his word.
Just saying.
We passed this lady, with the other lady we passed, had a bunch of, like, stacks of, like, kids' books, like, 80s kids' books, like, just stacks of the same book.
Yeah.
And stacks of these, like, plastic Max Headroom masks from the 80s, right?
There were stacks.
Yeah, there were stacks of them. And I'm looking at them like, what are you? And I heard her tell somebody before, everything on this table is a buck. And I'm thinking, oh, you've got to be friggin' kidding me. And I was like, how much? And she's like, everything on here is a dollar. I'm like, eat all this? And she's like, yep, all a buck. So I'm like, I'm pulling the Master's book out, there were Gremlins books that I pulled out, and the Max Headroom mask, and I'm like, done. And it was like $4. I'm like, done. Take it. So I got this really cool plastic mask. Like, just these masks must have been a warehouse find that just they'd never use.
Had to be something, yeah.
Because it's pretty spectacular. We already have ideas for the puppet.
Oh, yeah. That was the first thing I thought of.
Oh, yeah. The one I want to do is where I'm down here doing stuff, and you hear him going, mom, mom, doing the Jaws thing.
Okay.
Mom, mom, mom. And then he comes up behind me quietly, and I'm like, God. And I turn around, and I'm like, Jesus! I flail over, and he pulls the mask off laughing at me.
Right.
And then we've got other ideas, too. But that was the one I wanted to do, because I thought it was funny. Of him, like, with the mask and pull it off.
Well, we've already had a request to do one where he threatens to destroy your Ghost Command.
Yes.
Which we were already talking about.
Yes, we were already talking about that one.
I think we should do that. There's a song. We need to get the lyrics down where it's like, you know, my name is no, my number is no.
My name is
no. No, no, no. You're like, he goes, you know, it's like, my name is no.
Yeah.
Number is no. No.
Yeah. My sign is no. No
to the to the no.
Yeah.
You need to let it go. And then apparently Irizarry's still on the hunt for Scrabble tiles.
Oh, thank God.
Well, he said like they either you or someone else linked him. It must have been you.
It was me.
Yeah, because
who else knew about this story? It was a Goodwill auction for like he said a pile of Scrabble tiles.
He said he let that one slide, and then he's never seen anything like that good a deal again.
Yeah, I know. That was like 500 Scrabble tiles or something stupid like that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm still looking, man. Every time I go to a garage sale or something, if I find Scrabble board games for like a buck, I'm buying them just so we can have the tiles.
All right.
That's an epic one we've got planned too. That's going to take some time.
Yeah, we have a lot of ideas, but they're starting to involve production values.
Yes,
which is becoming problematic. Our eyes are getting a little too big for our stomachs.
Yeah. So we didn't really find anything on the Route 66, and we ended up at the big antique mall in El Paso, Illinois. We poked around there, and I found a couple of carded mask figures that. I had one of them, but I didn't realize he came with a little Milo, like the little Milo dog that you could put the mask, like the dog mask on it.
Yeah.
So I bought that and then the machine gun mask, which I thought was fun, the Tommy gun mask. And I realized I'm only missing a couple figures out of that wave. Like, I think I've got pretty much everything out of that first wave except for just a handful of figures, like two maybe.
Well, I was going to say, there weren't that many figures to begin with.
Well, there were two waves. There was that one and then...
Was there a second wave?
The second wave has the wolf face... mask, okay. Which I have.
Right.
I have him complete, but yeah. So they did a few other figures for that film, but...
congratulations, guys.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's pretty rare that you get a second series.
Yeah, and that was a Kenner line.
I know.
Well, my biggest find of the day was at our flea market in town. We stopped there before we left, because we stopped at McDonald's to get some breakfast and stopped there, and looking through the tables, didn't really find anything.
Spoil that woman of yours.
I know, right? It was her idea. She's like, you want to go to the flea market? I'm like,
we still get McDonald's for breakfast.
And on this lady's table was a fully clothed, fully dressed with his shoes.
Oh.
$6 million man, Steve Austin from Kenner. Kenner did those, yeah.
Yeah, Kenner did those.
And I was like, oh, cool. I'm like, this lady, I kind of looked it over and I could see some problems with it, but I was like, well, how much? And she's like, I don't know, $3 for that doll. And I'm like, yes. Here is
$3. Yeah,
But one of his knees has been glued. His ankles had been glued in place. His arms still worked, so that was a plus. That's all I really cared about. But he's missing his little modules that went in his arm. So not really a complete Steve Austin, but a fully dressed and one that's displayable at least.
You know what? For $3, I think the outfit's probably worth it.
Yeah. So I was very happy to find all that. But kind of interesting. I know here in a couple weeks... the reason we're getting the car worked on is in a couple of weeks, Carrie and I are going to Kentucky. There's a big antique toy store there.
Okay.
And so it's an antique store, but it's pretty much all toys.
Okay. That doesn't sound like anything I'd enjoy.
Well, this is kind of a Carrie and I trip, David. Not a threesome.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. You blew me off on Mother's Day.
Those texts were fun. I was like, "Hey, I don't know if I'm gonna go to Toy Man," and Dave goes, "That's all right.
That's okay. I'll just drive down to St. Louis
by myself.
Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Mother's dead.
Yeah. My mother's dead.
Close thing to a girlfriend blew me off this weekend.
Yeah.
That's good. Have fun.
So I showed those texts to Carrie, and Carrie goes, "He doesn't realize those don't work on you, right? Because I use that same excuse on you all the time."
Oh, I figured.
Yeah. She was like, she's like, "My mom's dead." I'm like, oh, God.
Well, she tried to do that to me once. And I'm like, join the club, babe.
Join the club, honey. Oh, God. So, yeah, there's some fun stuff. We're getting ready to bring Mary to the collection back after we do that trip because we're going to have a lot to talk about. So it's kind of been in hibernation for a while with everything else going on.
Yeah.
But we're gearing up for that, so that'll be fun.
It was always kind of, even when things were good, it was a summer show.
Yeah, it was always a summer show, so it's... we really only did like two shows last summer, I think. Everything.
Last year was rough.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Is before then it was usually a summer show because they were about you going to these flea markets and these you know things in the summer.
Yeah.
So and then last year was
last pooping. Year was just bad. Dog's dead. Lost my job.
Yeah.
Had a crappier job. Oh God. So things are better now. Things are much better. But there you go, guys. Unless Dave's got anything else to add to the show.
Nothing.
Yeah. We're going to wrap up this week's episode. I know I promised fan questions. Honestly, I forgot.
You did.
I forgot. I had a lot going on Sunday with the sleeping and the relaxing.
See, I would post stuff like that, but I never know. I mean, sometimes you deliberately don't put up fan questions. So
yeah, usually I put them up Sunday afternoon, or I try to remember put them up Sunday evening for Tuesday's recording.
Well, and what I'm saying is sometimes you don't do that. There's a reason.
Right.
So if I did it, then you'd be like, well, we were going to... I didn't want to do now, that because of reasons.
If you did it, I'd just be like, ah, we'll just hold off on those and use them the week after. So, yeah, if you never see me put them up, Dave, put them up.
All right.
Just be like, hey, fan questions, the show, and then pin the post.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Someday, some weeks.
Yeah. So there you go, guys. That's going to wrap it up for Dave and I. Make sure you check out our sponsor, Shellhead Comics, the Shellhead Comics blog, and more at shellheadcomics.com. Check them out. Send some love their way. Tell them we sent you. Check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/ToyWorldOrder, and our sister site, youtube.com/BoardTheShow, which season 4 board is coming. It's getting there. Yes, we are wrapping up pretty much most of our filming. So we are getting to the editing phase now, where Jason has to film all the gameplay stuff. So we're getting all the Pixel Dance stuff out of the way. So that's a plus.
Yeah.
Which we will continue filming that this week. Tomorrow, we will have continued filming it on Wednesday. So, but check that out. Check both those if you haven't. Check out the Facebook group, the Toy World Order Fans on Facebook.com. Check that out.
Yeah, speaking of which, you really gotta sit down one of these days and go through the backlog of people wanting in.
A lot of bots. I need to delete a lot of them, and
because it's like up to like 50 people.
Yeah, I need to go through and just start deleting.
I feel bad. Some of them might be legitimate, sitting there for like a month or two.
No, I've gone through, and the last time I went through was last week, and I added all the legitimate people, and I had a lot of people send me messages saying, "Hey, I'd like to join the group. I know I'd heard you on the show say that." So a lot of people have sent me messages that way. So
okay.
But make sure you check that out. And gang, until next time, David.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
The Toy Bar Peeps is closed. Peace out.